I can't help but wonder what the person who hastily spray-painted a swastika on the sign at the Hebrew Union College, Jewish Institute of Religion, was trying to tell us, the Jewish community. For those not familiar, Hebrew Union College is the institution that trains and ordains primarily Reform rabbis. I trained at the College Institute here in Cincinnati, which is one of its four campuses. Clearly, the person who spray-painted the swastika on the sign last week did so with intent and malice. Surely the person who painted knew that it was going to be seen not only by those who passed by, but even to a wider audience as a result of the news and social media. Was that person trying to scare the members of the Jewish community? Intimidate us by scrawling a symbol of hate and anti-Semitism? Was this forewarning of worse things to come? Should other Jewish institutions be on alert? Not knowing who did this ugly act, it is unclear the full intent of their action. But clearly, this act is part of a trend that we are now seeing in which hate speech is creeping from beneath the rocks and is becoming all too common. This act of vandalism and intimidation was more than an act against the Hebrew Union College or the Jewish community of Cincinnati. For me, it should be seen as an attack on America and our nation's values. While we value free speech in America, and people are allowed to say the ugliest of things, they aren't allowed to vandalize or intimidate. But more, we are a nation that I believe has prided ourselves on becoming more open, more welcoming, more inclusive. A nation in which the concept of equality for all is not merely a slogan, but a foundational principle upon which all of our freedoms rest. We cannot allow the public square to become a place where hate speech is normalized. If indeed we are now seeing a rise in hate speech, it requires us, people of goodwill and principle, to stand up and to be counted. Our nation's future will be determined by those who get involved. I'm Rabbi Robert Barr of Congregation Beth Adam and OurJewishCommunity.org, and as always, thanks for listening.